right, it's the Keep to the City Yankees podcast, and the Yankees are currently getting blown out 10-1 by the Red Sox at Fenway. It was 10-1 after the third. The Yankees didn't score in the fourth. So I said, fuck it, let's just do this right now. Why wait any longer? Why wait until after the game? The game is over. The Yankees are going to lose this game, and they're going to fall to 3-6 against the White Sox, the Red Sox, and the Mets since last week. Three teams that are all below 500, three teams having just horrible seasons to date, and three teams that are not any good. But when you take Aaron Judge off the Yankees, they're not any good either. The offense is once again stagnant here. They scored a run in the first, haven't scored since, haven't threatened since, having weak, meager at-bats, quick innings, and that's how you get one run through four innings at Fenway while the Red Sox are just running away with this one. Justin Turner, he had a double his first at-bat. He homered his second at-bat. Grand slam his third at-bat. Red Sox put up two in the first, two in the second, six in the third. They've got a runner on in the fourth. Who knows where this game is going? Who knows what the final score is going to be? Domingo Herman had nothing because he is nothing without sticky stuff. Matt Crook came in to make his major league debut. Unfortunately, Josh Donaldson couldn't handle a ball at third. Unfortunately, Anthony Rizzo decided he wanted to play second base on a ball, and then the Turner Grand Slam happens, and that's how you get a game that's over in the third inning. So anyone who's still watching this, I don't know what you're doing. Go do something else. I just checked in just to see what the situation is, and there's two on in the fourth, down nine. This thing is going to get even more out of hand than it already is. And this Yankees team is so bad. Today they announced that Judge had another PRP injection. He can't do baseball activities for at least 48 hours. They want him to do balancing activities, then get in a pool, then do this, that. He's going to have to do rehab games. Aaron Judge isn't playing for the Yankees for a long time. A long time. I would say best case scenario, a month from now, you'll see him. Albert Abreu's coming in for Matt Crook. Just a forfeit. Just there should be a mercy rule. There's no need for this game to continue. But Judge, he's not playing baseball for a month. At least a month. Aaron Boone said, oh, it could be a week. It could be a couple weeks. It could be a week. In what world could it be a week? It's already been almost 2 weeks. He had another injection today. They want him to do nothing for 48 hours. Then they want him to do balancing stuff to hopefully get in a pool and do water workouts. That's a long way from playing Major League Baseball. It could be a week, Aaron Boone said. A week. A week. Harrison Bader was supposed to come off the IL today. And he said, no, I'm not going to come off the IL. I'm not ready defensively. What? So now he's going to play two more rehab games. And then he'll be ready defensively to come off the IL on Tuesday. Okay, that makes sense. Makes a lot of sense. So you've got Judge, who's not going to play baseball for a long time. You've got Harrison Bader doesn't want to play baseball. Carlos Rodon is supposed to start a rehab stint soon. Who knows if he wants to play baseball. You've got LeMahieu not in the lineup on Friday. Stanton doing nothing. Donaldson doing nothing. Torres, Rizzo, just a bunch of nothing from five guys making $95.7 million, collectively hitting about 100 since Judge got hurt. This team just sucks. It really does. I mean, they're in a bad spot here because Boston's coming with Brian Bello on Saturday, who shut the Yankees down last weekend. And then they've got James Paxton on Sunday. And if you know the law of ex-Yankees, then you know James Paxton's probably going to carry a no-hitter into the seventh against the Yankees. Because that's just how it works. Any Yankee plays, pitches against the team once they leave, they always do well. Always. So expect a big start out of Paxton. Bello already owns the team. And then you've got Clark Schmidt going. You don't know what you're getting out of Clark Schmidt. And then you've got Luis Severino, who's thrown batting practice his last three starts. This is shaping up to be a disastrous weekend in Boston. And then the Yankees have Monday off, and then they play Seattle for three and Texas for three, two other solid teams. Texas, I mean, they're having a great season. Wouldn't surprise anyone if they came to New York next week and just rolled through the Yankees. But before they get there, they have to somehow win a game this weekend? Winning the series seems nearly impossible now. to win the next two games with this offense seems impossible. It really does. It's pretty unbelievable that here in mid-June, you've got Jake Bowers leading off. Willie Calhoun's playing left field, not well, if you watched earlier. Billy McKinney's their everyday center fielder now. Kyle Higashioka's somehow just playing every game. It's bad. It's bad. It's bad. And they're barely holding on to the third wild card spot. I'm assuming by the time Judge comes back, they'll be like 4 or 5 games out of the wild card. And then they'll need a big deadline where they'll trade more pieces from their farm system that they've depleted over the last couple of years. And then they'll maybe somehow go on a run to get a wild card berth. That's best case scenario now. Because they're out of it. Division wise, this is a disaster. It's 12-1 Boston now. Albert Abreu came in, who's awesome. And I'm not watching it, but I'm just reading what happened. It looks like Connor Wong singled to score 2, and there was an error by Jake Bowers. So you have Willie Calhoun playing left field, who's just one of the worst fielders in the league, maybe the worst fielder, period, diving for a ball earlier that he had no business diving on. He could have just played into a single. You've got Bowers, the first baseman, playing right field, as if he hasn't dropped enough balls in the outfield this year. You've got him playing right field at Fenway. And I guess he made an error here. So it's 12-1 Red Sox, and they're still going. They've got a guy on second with one out in the fourth. Let's see how many runs they can score. Let's see how high this can get. This is an embarrassment. It truly is. It really is. And whatever. The Yankees don't seem to care, so why should I care? Everyone could go about their Friday night, do something else. It's just unfortunate this game wasn't a day game because it could have already been over. It could have saved a little time. I mean, it only lasted about 45 minutes anyway. But, yeah. Getting their asses kicked in Boston. Probably getting them kicked again tomorrow. Clark Schmidt against Brian Bello. I don't know. Maybe I'll be back after the game to talk about it. We'll see. Maybe I'll be back during the game to talk about it. The way this is going. Might happen again tomorrow. Because the Yankees aren't scoring runs. They've got one run against Tanner Houck, who came into the game with a 5.36, I think, ERA. Playing him at Fenway, they have one run in 4 innings. And they're just giving up runs. Then they just gave up another one. It's 13-1. Runner on, still one out. And the lineup's turning over. Should be a good one. Should be a good one. I look forward to checking later tonight and seeing what the final score was, because I won't be watching it. So that'll do it for today. Yankees, Red Sox, game 2 of the series Saturday. Doesn't favor the Yankees from a starting pitching perspective. Doesn't favor them from a lineup perspective. Offensively, doesn't favor them. I guess the bullpen favors them, but Boone gives everyone 5 days off between appearances. He's resting everyone for a postseason that may never come. That'll do it for today. Thanks for listening. Talk to you after the next game or during it, depending on what happens.